Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here this week with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
Okay, so everyone knows that social media is insanely popular. Everybody's got multiple accounts, and that there have been any number of security breaches or trouble that's been caused by them. But on today's podcast, we're going to talk about why does social media make things harder for all of us when it comes to security, at least? I mean, obviously, we could spend all day on this. But from a security perspective, why does social media make it hard?
What we're seeing is the fact that, first of all, people's defenses seem to be down on social media. Because you're interacting with friends, people you know, it seems a much more friendly environment maybe than maybe 5 years ago, where you were either going to websites or checking your email as your main forms of online interaction. So you're in this sometimes fast-moving, friendly environment, and you're seeing things that are often either posted by friends or alongside things that are posted by friends, and that just gives it more credibility. So you are more likely to click on something or pursue something that if you were looking at it in a more detached fashion, you might think twice about. And so a couple of things we see happening are you do have some friends who don't know any better, and they are forwarding to you a link which is clearly malicious or suspicious. Or we have friends or friends of friends whose accounts have been compromised, where somebody else has taken over the account or has impersonated that person. I mean, there are millions of fake accounts on Facebook by Facebook's own admission. And it's not unusual for somebody to try and set up a parallel account and pretend to be your friend. And so what we'd like to stress to people is some strategies for kind of taking a step back and acting rationally on social media rather than just sort of clicking away and taking everything for granted that you see there.
So, you know, obviously you can't control your friends and your friends of friends, and no matter how many precautions you take, there's always going to be some risk from other folks. So if I want to be as safe as possible or really be cautious, let's give the listeners a few things that they can do just from when they're social media that every day that kind of keep them at least out of trouble as much as they can be with their friends doing crazy things.
Sure. Well, I think three strategies that I would want to stick by, and I try to stick by myself, is first of all, a sanity check. You know, when you see something posted, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, Twitter, just do a little bit of thinking before forwarding it or clicking on it. I actually wrote this up on the blog recently. First of all, ask yourself, how sensible or relevant is it? You know, I am not interested in Justin Bieber, and my friends should know that. So if I get a link to a Justin Bieber video, I'm going to be suspicious about that. Do I trust the person that posted the stuff? Now, that's a two-sided question because I might trust the person and you know, that might lead me to accept it. But I can also double-check that with how likely is it that this post or this update is from that person? Because, again, we know our friends. We've got an idea of their character. Is this an out-of-character posting? And then can I get that to that same content through a different strategy? So particularly if it's something like a breaking news story, I'm going to go and check that in a news site before I forward it to somebody else. This is kind of what I call part of the out-of-band strategy, where, say, a friend of mine does post something to me about Justin Bieber. I'm going to call them up. We have lots of other ways of communicating. We have email, we have texting, we have phones. I can say, hey, Joe, why did you send this thing about Justin Bieber? And Joe's either going to say, I didn't send it, in which case he's very glad I've alerted him to the fact that somebody else is using his account, or we're going to have something fun to talk about, you know. And then there's the stay informed strategy, which I think particularly if you're perhaps the parent and or guardian of some people, or you've got your parents who are on social media, you're trying to give them advice, try and stay up on this. And I recommend a couple of things. There's facecrooks.com. That's Facebook. They have quite frequent updates on scams, and I actually subscribe. If you go to the bottom of their main page, you can subscribe in email to get their updates. But I also use Google Alerts, which is a very simple way, which I mentioned in the blog, of setting up your own alerts about scams online. And I've learned a lot of things through those Google Alerts. And kind of stay on top of the latest scams which are going around. It sounds like a lot, but you know, you can do it, and you should do it, because although social media brings us a lot of advantages, it doesn't bring the advantage of not having to think.
So, you know, one of the things that is available is actually ESET has a social media scanner, and it's free. So there is some technology out there that can scan your account and help you, but it's certainly no substitute for taking a moment and thinking.
Yeah, I think if you can use both of those, if you can use a social media scanner, which will look through your, in this case, Facebook, and alert you to things, but then also, you can't just rely on technology. You've got to be a thinking person when you use social media.
All right. Well, Stephen, some great advice there on social media scams and moving quickly. There's a fantastic blog by Stephen up on the website, which you should go read, that goes through all of this in great detail. Stephen, thanks for the blog and the time today.
Good to be here, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report, and we'll talk to you next week.